Indonesia has begun prosecuting the newest alleged leader of the Jemaah Islamiyah terrorist group. Abu Ruzdan is accused of hiding one of the Bali bombers after last year's deadly attack. Abu Ruzdan appeared briefly before the Jakarta court Wednesday, but the start of the trial was delayed until next week on a legal technicality. Abu Ruzdan is being charged with hiding Ali Gufron, alias Muklis, one of the masterminds of the Bali bombing in October 2002. Muklis has been sentenced to death for his role in the killings of the 202 Bali victims. The indictment states Abu Ruzdan is the spiritual leader of the Jemaah Islamiyah terrorist group blamed in the Bali attack, but it is not listed among the charges. Authorities say Mr. Ruzdan replaced Muslim cleric Abu Bakr Bashir, who is in prison on a treason conviction. Wirawan Adnan, Abu Ruzdan's lawyer, denies his client has any connection to the militant group.
He is charged with the head of JI, but there was nothing in the indictment that accused him that he's being part of the JI. I don't think that the prosecutor could establish whether there is such thing as a JI. It was just left as a story.
The 43-year-old Abu Ruzdan, who is also known by his aliases Tariq Adin and Hamza, used to run a computer shop in central Java, but has a long record of involvement in extremist Islamic groups and may have trained in Afghanistan. If convicted, Abu Ruzdan could serve up to 20 years in prison. Indonesia has established an impressive record of catching and convicting active members of JI, nearing 24 in the last year. Despite that fact, analysts warn that Jemaah Islamiyah continues to pose a very real threat to domestic and Western targets in Asia. JI aims to establish a pan-Islamic state across much of Southeast Asia. Tim Johnston for VOA News, Jakarta.